This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the January 16, 2015 podcast. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading summaries of two articles on oncology. Thirteen-year follow-up of paracellular intravascular papillary endothelial hyperplasia, successfully treated by surgical excision. A case report by Suk Young Sim and colleagues. Intravascular papillary endothelial hyperplasia is a tumor-like lesion that consists of an excessive proliferation of endothelial cells within a pre-existing vessel, vascular malformations, or in organizing hematomas. Little is known of its cause and natural history, except that its recurrence rate is very high. The authors report the 13-year follow-up of a patient with a paracellular intravascular papillary endothelial hyperplasia that was successfully treated by means of multimodal treatment, including radical surgical excision. The patient presented to the authors at the age of 11, with a progressive visual impairment. He was initially treated with subtotal resection, but the tumor grew back to its original size within 3 months. A second surgery was performed using both a frontotemporal craniotomy and a transphenoidal approach. This combined approach resulted in gross total resection and visual improvement. Postoperatively, the boy received adjuvant radiotherapy and interferon therapy, and he has now been tumor-free for over 13 years. The authors provide a thorough review of intravascular papillary endothelial hyperplasia and emphasize the importance of optimal resection with multimodal treatment. Does the real-time thermal damage estimate allow for estimation of tumor control after MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy? Initial experience with recurrent intracranial ependymomas by Nitesh Patel and co-authors. Recurrent cases of intracranial ependymoma can pose a significant challenge in terms of surgical, radiation, and chemotherapeutic options. The authors report their experience with MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy in the management of intracranial ependymomas. The authors utilized MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy in the treatment of 4 patients with recurrent anaplastic ependymoma. They hypothesized that the real-time monitoring capabilities of MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy would not only correlate with the volume of ablation, but also give insight into the ability to achieve long-term control. The VisualAze thermal therapy system was utilized for all cases. In 2 cases, the targeted lesion was well controlled at the most recent follow-up evaluation. One of these patients has been recurrence-free for more than 40 months, while the other died after succumbing to his primary disease. In another case, tumor control lasted 14 months, after which recurrence was not amenable to MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy due to lesion morphology. In the last case, tumor recurrence occurred twice after initial subtotal ablation. There was a strong correlation between the amount of tumor ablated, as predicted by the real-time MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy software, and the likelihood of long-term control. Although this patient series was small, the results suggest that there may be a role for MRI-guided laser-induced thermal therapy in the treatment of recurrent intracranial ependymoma. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNS Podcast at thejns.org.